Welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Cereal Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee of TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida, and in just a moment we'll be joined by our co-host. Actually, this week we have Madam Nadia of MadamNadia.com in Chicago, Illinois, and our very own Conjurman Ali of ConjurmanAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Deacon Millett of FourAltars.org in the high desert of California. Together, y'all, they will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooist of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-host, Madam Nadia and Conjurman Ali. Conjurman Ali, sir.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Ms. Tammy Lee.
Thank you.
As Ms. Tammy Lee has stated, we have a guest filling in for Ms. Kat today. Ms. Kat is not joining us, but I believe she may or may not be with us next week. She's just busy and out of town. And we wish her a safe trip and that she comes back soon because the show always misses her when she is away.
Mm-hmm.
But we will do our best to carry on and fill in some big shoes. This has just a couple updates from me before we turn over to Madam Nadia and our guest, Deacon Millett. It's been an excellent week, getting into the holiday spirit. And I've noticed that there have been quite a bit of geomantic readings that are being requested. And that makes sense because I do life readings for geomancy or annual readings for geomancy, so it's the perfect time of year to do it, to find out what is coming up in the year, what you can expect in terms of money, in terms of love. Will that guy that you like come back into your life? Will you get the job that you look for? All those things are kind of covered in a geomancy reading, as well as questions about spirituality and where your path is taking. So I've definitely noticed that this has been, it's only been a couple of weeks, but this has been the month of geomancy readings, and I do get a sense they will intensify as the month goes on, as more people want to find out, what their year holds for them. I can't believe the year is already over. I remember 2013 just starting, but, here's to 2014. It's exciting. So let's check in with our wonderful Madam Nadia and see what's going on with her. Madam Nadia, any updates from your side of the world?
Goodness. It feels like everything almost is an update this time of the year.
Yeah.
There are things are happening
really
so quickly. And I'm trying to finish up projects before going to the next year. But certainly I've been really busy. It seems like my beloved Mercury that's all over my chart has been working especially hard today because, of course, I'm here. And I also had a pleasure to give another interview earlier today for a new blog talk show that's coming up. It's called Coffee House on Magic Boulevard, and it's going to be airing in January.
Can you say that? Say that name one more time? I didn't hear it.
Sure. It's a Coffee House on Magic Boulevard.
Gotcha. Very cute name.
Yes, it is very cute, and it's going to be a show about many different things, but particularly title, the host of the show was interested to share about hoodoo, what it is and what it's not. Coming from a pagan person are confused, you know, oftentimes they think that hoodoo is part of the African diasporic religions and so forth. It was a lot of fun to talk about that. And another update is that you guys should check out Rose of the Skull on Etsy very soon. In a day or two, we're going to have our beautiful St. Cyprian boxes. Hallelujah, they're done, and they're just gorgeous. And we'll have them for sale over there. It's nine limited boxes. Each one is completely different with amazing stuff like premium illusionist playing card, St. Cyprian card. There is scrying mirror that was buried for 9 days. Beeswax candles from a monastery. Everything was dedicated to Saint Cyprian on his feast day. So this is absolutely gorgeous. And
very
then one
exciting
more update is that last time that I was on the show co-hosting, I believe that was Deacon Milland was also on the show. And we were talking about going to school, you know, sending our paperwork to universities, and I mentioned that I'm applying, and I was accepted. So next semester, Madam Nadia is going to be in Loyola, so I'm very excited about that.
Awesome.
Yes, Deacon Millett, you're an inspiration.
Well, I'm a big
so glad it worked out.
I'm always happy to hear people going back to school. I'm a big proponent of it. So, speaking of Deacon Millett, let's have Deacon Millett join in. Deacon Millett, how are you doing on this rather cold day for Southern California?
Well, I'm just happy that the winds have died down. Up here in the mountains in the desert, it's the last few days had 40-mile-an-hour winds. When people ask me why, you know, I had to build a chapel, why I didn't just burn my candles outside, well, that's why. 40-mile-per-hour winds and candles don't go together too well. So
this is so true.
Yeah, much calmer now and quite a relief. And there is that crispness outside that feels like the holidays. So even though it's chilly, you know, it's kind of pleasing. So
It is. Well, wonderful. That sounds very exciting. Now, you know, you've proposed, talking about the holidays, you proposed an excellent topic, and I'm going to have you actually introduce it for us and guide us into, you know, what we're talking about today.
Well, I'm happy to introduce it. The topic I want to use is the holidays and how decorating for the holidays is a perfect excuse to hide tricks.
Yes, it is.
And probably I should bring up the most important one since people consider me a reconciliation specialist. Christmas and New Year's give a beautiful opportunity to reach out to people you haven't spoken to for a long time without it seeming overbearing or creepy, which is a really nice thing because I tell people, you know, if somebody has told you they don't want to talk to you anymore, then you've got to kind of respect that. But a birthday or a holiday gives you an excuse to send a card and to trick that card out in any way that you want. You can use sachet powders on it. You can dot it with oils. You can, you know, hide a pubic hair in it somewhere. There's all sorts of nice little things you can do. And, you know, you can put a drop or two of your blood in with the ink. There are just many, many ways that you can use the tradition of sending cards to your advantage. So I think that's the single most important thing for my clients is to prepare ahead of time, to send something special. So for me, that's the biggie. But there are all sorts of other possibilities as well. So I thought we could talk about it in general and come up with some fun things for folks to do.
It's a great topic, and it's a very timely topic as well. And I love the fact that you said, you know, one of the keys is prepare ahead of time. So having this topic, you know, a couple weeks out before Christmas is exactly in line with that spirit. You set up ahead of time, and I think that's so important. You know, whenever you're doing work of this kind, it's better to do preventative work than work after the fact. And the holidays gives it a good opportunity to make sure that things go smoothly. So, Madam Nadia, what are some things that you do around the holidays to kind of prepare the house, to prepare guests, or, you know, work in advance?
Well, you know, before the holidays come, I always think that before I dress anything or do anything, it's really important to cleanse. And my thinking about cleansing is not just to bring the spirit of the new year and so forth, but also when we are we have certain issues with certain individuals or funk or whatever, you know, then before I send something, I want to cleanse just one more time. If it's, you know, another love bath, if it's another prosperity bath, peaceful home, whatever it is. So I always start from cleansing. It's really important. And after that, I'm a big fan of powder, you know, sachet powders. Miss Cat always says that sachet powder is kind of like a feminine thing. And I do. I absolutely love it. I dust it everywhere. And I always have an extra or things like that. So we're talking about sending cards to family, if we're talking about, you know, dressing certain places in the house, all of that. And one of the things that I like about powders is that not just the prayer itself, but that you can sort of blow on it, you can breathe on it. And by doing so, there is so much power, there is so much intention that comes before and it goes out. And I feel that it gives a whole other dimension to this prayer. It's beyond words. So this is kind of my approach to that.
That's actually excellent. I love that. And I love the idea of blowing on powders. It's something that I think isn't talked about very often. We often think of powders in the sense of, oh, you just lay them down where people walk. But no, you can blow powders. For example, being in a room and you want to change the entire energy of a room or the spirit of a room, you can blow the powders to the four corners of that room, stand right in the middle. Let's say you want to bring some peace into the home. Let's say you want to bring some love into the home. That's a great way of, you know, you're having your lover come over or someone you've had a little spat with. Take some reconciliation powders right in your hands and you blow them to the four corners, and that is excellent. Aura brings up a very interesting topic in the chat room. Spice cider and fruitcake can also be tricked with prosperity herbs. And that leads to kind of where I was going to go with this, is that food tricks. The holidays are a great time to get people to eat food that you've tricked out. It's not always possible. Not everyone can do it. Not everyone is comfortable showing up with a plate of cookies or brownies or whatever that you've prayed over and done work with and then getting people to eat it. But in the holidays, they're guaranteed to eat your, you know, food. Some herbs that work really well, cinnamon and sugar are the best things for the holidays. In the holiday spirit, it's got the smell, the taste, and they can be added to a great deal of things. You know, a little bit of cinnamon in most of your cooking can go a long way, and it can be used for money work, for prosperity work, for peaceful work. A lot of people don't know this about cinnamon, but it's often used in protection work as well. It has a little bit of a warm, fiery quality to it, and so some people do use it in protection. So you can pray over that and add it to various foods in order to get people to, you know, eat it and then be influenced by you. Sugar is excellent. You know, if you have everyone's name in a sugar bowl ahead of time that you have been stirring every single day until you have to actually use that sugar and then you spoon out that sugar right into your cooking, you're going to sweeten everyone to each other so they speak sweetly to one another. These are just some various things that I do, but I'm a big fan, maybe it's just the tourist in me, to get people to eat, you know, tricks, sneaky tricks. But there are so many different ways that you can do this. Deacon Miller, do you have any other suggestions, I think, in regards to, you know, not just peaceful work, but any type of work that you can do, Nikki, around the holidays?
Well, I think that as long as we're on the topic of food, in terms of love, I say go for chocolate and cardamom is really good. And lastly, personal concerns. Really a good time to do heavy duty love work on people. And you don't have to worry that others will consume these tricked out foods. You can call in the name of just one person for a whole batch of cookies, a whole batch of fudge, and know that only the person that you desire is it going to have this effect on. Because it's very important to take our work and build a spiritual protection around it so that we don't just willy-nilly attract everyone. Not what we want to do. But as long as you prayerfully call in the name of the person that you are designing your work for, that will seal it against outside interference, and you can do that with a sense of security.
You know, you hit something right on the head, too, is that this is the time, really, for love work. And we mentioned a little bit in a previous show we had when we were talking about the holidays. The holidays are the time where people get very reflective. It's busy. People running around, especially if you're a big shopper, people running around with their heads chopped off. I get it. But it's also the time where people feel either the most lonely, they also feel the most, you know, nostalgic. This is the time to do love work because no one wants to be alone for the holidays. And so reconciliation work, new love work, any type of love work, family love work, all of that is excellent during this time of year. And it fits almost to what I would say the spirit of the season, right? This is not just a metaphor, but an actual spirit. There is a certain energy. There is a certain flow. There's a certain power that is in play during this particular time. It gets colder. People want to snuggle up. It's time when family gets together. You start to remember things, right? I remember this one time my girlfriend was over for dinner. I remember I was with my wife's, my ex-wife's family or my ex-boyfriend's family. This is the time that people start thinking about those things. And this is also the time where things remind them. They'll hear a song that reminds them of the past, or they'll see something that reminds them. So you can use that to your advantage. Playing a song that is associated with your love of while you cook for the holidays is a very powerful way of kind of getting in tune to one another's spirit. So I definitely agree with you. This really is the time to build on your love work. Madam Nutty, in line with that, is there anything that you do in regards to some type of love-oriented work? I know that you're very big, along with Deacon Millett, in doing love work. Is there some type of love-oriented work that you do that's unique to the holidays?
Well, I am married to a Swede, so when I got married to my husband, I got introduced to glögg. I don't know if everybody knows what glögg is, but glögg is a Swedish drink, and it's actually a mixture of several alcoholic beverages, like port wine and brandy, rum, things like that. But you add sugar, you add raisins, you add cinnamon sticks, cloves, orange peel, things like that, and you warm it up. It's very flavorful, very sweet, and it's sort of just the whole energy when you warm this thing up. It feels like, night of warm sex or something like that. It's just gorgeous. It smells beautiful. So I always recommend to do something like that, even if you are trying to reconcile with somebody and they're not coming to your house. Make a homemade bottle of glögg, put a little bit of your concerns in there, pray as you steer it, and then send it in a beautiful bottle with a dress card.
Oh, absolutely.
And That is just decadent sex reconciliation work. I promise you, that person who's going to be getting that, everything they're going to be thinking, wishing for Christmas is you.
Log reminds me a little bit of mulled wine, which is also around this time of year. You know, it's nice and warm, and it, all the all the things that generally go into mulled wine are all great for love. You know, people put it in cloves and oranges. You know, all sorts of things, cinnamon. That's absolutely wonderful. Star anise as well for love work. And so, mulled wine is another thing that you can do. And people who don't drink, such as myself. You can also make apple ciders or different type of ciders that are non-alcoholic and has the same type of herbal blend. Or an alternative would be to make a simple syrup with those herbs. You can put a little bit of clove, a little bit of cinnamon, and make a simple syrup that can then be used. It's nice and fancy. You go, oh, I've made a simple syrup. Everyone goes, oh, well, aren't you, fancy. But it's a simple thing to do. And it's also excellent. So mulled wines, glog, simple syrup, along the same ideas, these kind of making things that you ingest. I love it. I think it's brilliant. It's a great way of doing some work. And sending it as a gift, that's just brilliant, Madam Nadia, because not everyone is able to make it out for the holidays. But you bottle up some of that and you go, just thinking of you, send it out there. You can dust the card that you send it out with. And it, that's just great. That's excellent.
And you're also being kind of honest, right? Just thinking of you.
Yeah.
Really.
Absolutely. That is an excellent suggestion. Deacon Miller, do you have anything to add? Further tricks that you can share with us?
Yeah, I think the last thing I would add is a little reminder about New Year's. A lot of people, a New Year's card can actually be a chance to leave the past behind and open a door to something new. And I don't want to get into all of the fun, lucky things to do for New Year's, but in terms of sending a New Year's card that says, hope we can start over next year, or, looking forward to a brand new year is a real way to let people know that you're not going to be guilt-tripping them anymore. And I believe that one of the things that harms love relationships so much is guilt. I did this bad thing, and it's never going to be the same. And if you can let your loved one know that all is forgiven, it's never going to be mentioned again, never going to be discussed again. This is one error so many people make is, well, we need to talk about it. No, you don't. You need to leave it in 2013 and know that 2014 is brand new and you're washed clean and it's time to start over. So I just want to give that special plug for New Year's cards, New Year's messages as a way of closing a door on an incident that might be better left untouched forever.
And a little something that I just want to throw in there, sometimes we also need to forgive ourselves. And one of the ways that works for me really well is praying over money, or praying over food and donating it in the holidays. And giving it to the people who really need it and taking part of me and saying, you know what, God, I am done with my own, whatever I did in this year, I'm ready to let go, and I pray for those who really need to receive what they need and let go of it. And that's really powerful in my experience.
That is absolutely powerful work, and it's something that I fully suggest, because the holidays isn't just about the things that are going on in our world, but things that are going on out there. And whether it's you donating food or donating money, giving back and giving to charity is really good, and it's also an excellent way to start off the year, to finish the last year and start the new year by kind of sending that stuff out there, putting the good intentions out there, helping someone else in need. That works wonders, and it can really set the tone for the year to come, as well as an excellent way to kind of close off the year. Deacon Miller, you said something very important. You said, you don't always have to talk about it, and that's very true. the point of forgiveness, and this is what comes down, you know, a little bit of a lesson in reconciliation, is you have to be able to let it go completely. You, one of the biggest issues that I've always had with reconciliation work when I do it for clients is that you can draw two people back together, but they can sometimes, they have a hard time letting go why they separated in the first place. And they can seemingly never let that go. So that this person, let's say I have a female client, I bring back their lover, right? And they constantly are like, well, you did this, well, you did this. Well, that guilt is dangerous. That guilt can kill the relationship again. And so it's a good thing to look at the holidays not just as, you know, family getting together and reconciling, but also in terms of letting things go. The year is ending. A new year is starting. Starting fresh is excellent. And so in light of that, something that I always suggest people is not to forget some, you know, road opening work. We've talked a lot about love work. We've talked a lot about, you know, even a little bit of prosperity, putting some cinnamon in things, all these different ways that you can just trick things. But don't forget that the holidays also signify the end of this year and the beginning of next year. And that road opening work is a great way to start things off. An orange candle in the center, you know, of your altar, calling out to the spirit of the crossroads, calling out to the spirit of the open road, asking the Lord to bless your path before you is a great way to start. Simply lighting a white candle, you know, as the new year begins and reciting Psalm 23 can go a long way. So it is an excellent thing to consider the idea of not just letting go emotionally, but letting go completely of anything that might be holding you, you know, back into 2013 and instead of focusing on a new year.
That's so true. And the thing I would like to add about letting go of the past is you can fake it.
Mm-hmm.
And by this, I mean, sometimes whatever hurt you is so present in your mind, you think about it all the time, and you just need to learn to bite your tongue.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I promise that after a year or two's worth of new memories have built up, that pain will go away, and you really will almost forget that it ever happened. But the trick is, don't wait for that 2 years to pass. Just promise yourself, I'm never going to bring it up no matter what happens, and grit your teeth. Because you don't. These things die of their own accord if we don't give them that point, if we don't give them any power. So don't say to yourself, well, I still feel hurt by this, so I need to talk about it, or I still feel hurt by this, so it's not over. Just say, I still feel hurt by this, but I'm not going to let it influence my actions or destroy my relationship. And and in a year or two, believe me, it goes away.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true because you don't heal overnight, certainly. But when you allow your past or your hurt to influence you to a degree that it starts to change your relationship, your prospects of the future, you're now letting a memory become a haunting. You're letting it haunt your present, and that's a problem. We all have difficult memories. We all have pain. We all have hurt. That's a normal human condition. You know, the Greeks have a very famous saying that suffering is beauty. You know, it's a natural thing. It's going to happen to all of us. But when you learn not to let suffering and pain become a ghost that continues to haunt your present and then your future, that's when you've kind of figured out, you know, the trick to pain, the trick to suffering. And it is excellent. And there's things that you can do to prepare yourself for that. One of the worst things about the holidays is sometimes you have to meet, you know, run into people that cause you pain or family members that are difficult to deal with. Being around family sometimes brings up pain. And so one of the things I always suggest is before your family comes over for the holidays, take a nice cleansing bath. Take some time for you. The holidays is spent doing so much for everyone else sometimes. We're running around shopping. We're worried about if we've made dinner properly. We're worried if we even the placements. Do we have enough room for everyone? Did we get everyone a present? Is everything in order? So we're so out of ourselves, right? We spend so much time worried about planning and dealing with things and other people, that it's important that during the holidays we take a little bit of time for ourselves, right? Spend a little bit of time, and this is the time where I would suggest not a cleansing bath in terms of standing. This is the excellent time for a soaking bath, a nice, good self-love soaking bath. You put some rose petals in that thing. You put some milk and you put some honey in that thing, and you just soak. You spend some time with you, and you make sure that you're prepared so that when you meet family or you meet loved ones or you meet friends, that you're ready for it, because it's always going to be a bit of drama. It's always going to be a bit stressful. So taking some time to ensure that you keep your own sanity is very, very important. And I think that's something that's always forgotten in the holidays, because we're like, we'll take a breath when the holidays are over. No, no. Take a deep breath while they're going on, preparing yourself. Because that's a good way to keep yourself de-stressed. So we've had some really interesting suggestions, some excellent, excellent points brought up by both of you, and I think we all walked away with a bag full of goody tricks that we're going to be pulling off for the holidays, and that, I think, was the whole purpose of this discussion. So it was an excellent panel discussion. Thank you both, and thank you, Deacon Millett, for bringing it up. But it is time that we turn to our callers, so let's have the wonderful Ms. Tammy Lee take over.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Conjurman Ali, and y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, with your host, Conjurman Ali, and this week's special guest, Madam Nadia, subbing in for our own wonderful Miss Catherine Ironwood, and, of course, Deacon Millett from AIR. This week we'll be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or by telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. And if you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now again to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello. And let me, your announcer, Ms. Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first client. And our first client is calling in from area code 973. This is Ms. Q. Ms. Q, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, welcome to the show, and I'm going to go ahead and let our host know that thank you so much for Prophet Avery for signing you up here on the forum today to be with us today, okay? And also, Ms. Q has not had a formal reading with any other members or readers or root workers from AIR. This is her first time calling into the show, and she writes, I work in the adult industry, and I'm preparing to work by myself when I used to work unsuccessfully with agencies. I would be grateful for any advice and or spells on how I could do this the right way and be a success. Thank you. Turning it over to you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. That was very straightforward. Let's have Madam Nadia take this for us.
Sure. So today I'm going to be using the Vesta deck, and I will pull a few cards to see what kind of spiritual guidance we can get on the matter to start the ball rolling. Okay. So the three cards that I see in front of me is Hesse, which is the horse of an emerald, and it's reversed. And Hesse reverse tells me that you have the necessary information to know what to do in order to be successful, but you can't go overboard because there is some sort of tendency here to either freak out really badly when situation, when things are going or speed, you know, it's starting to be faster and faster and things are happening. Just pace yourself and base what you already know on the facts and on what your experience have been. It also tells me that there is a connection here to a few people that might help you,
but you also need to be careful with them because they're a little bit unpredictable. And so the doors are opening, but you have to be very smart about how you're going to do it because the second card here is the fish reverse. The fish reverse says, yes, you have it. The door is opening. Opportunities are coming. But you have to be very, very, very careful. And the third card is the ruby reversed. And the ruby reverse says, in any shape or form, you cannot involve your personal life, your heart, your desire, or your love into what you're doing. And not doing business with anybody who's relating to you, not on a professional, but on a personal level, not the next lover or anybody like that, because this can really go messy. If you refrain from doing it, if you're slowing down, if you're thinking, you know, I know that, I know the situation, I know how to do it, then everything will be fine. And I know that because I have the fourth card as an advice card, as a spirit card, which is badass as the card of emerald. And it talks about, yeah, your investments will pay you. So, again, just be careful about what you're doing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that's actually really perfect.
Okay, cool. Cool, excellent. And so I'm going to let my colleagues to say what they see.
All right, thank you for that. Deacon Millett, what do you see in this situation?
Well, I'm using my Tantric Dakini Oracle deck, and the cards I pull are very interesting. The first one is Maya, How She Spins, and it's a card of the imagination of illusion. And I think it's very important for you to create some sort of fantasy figure that is going to be very potent and popular for you. And there's almost a sense that you will need to, well, this gets to the second card. The second card is Mean and Heavy, and this is a card that shows Kali holding severed heads of demons, and these two together really show us that you're going to have two roles now. You're going to have your entertainment role, and you're going to have your business person role, and the business person is just going to have to be more aggressive and take care of things in a very strong way. Mean and Heavy does show that there's a slight element of danger that you need to be aware of. And the third card that I pull is Mother's Milk. And this is a card that shows the Milky Way and three breasts kind of floating in the Milky Way. And it's a card of nurturing. And I'm sensing that nurturing is a very, very important part of the gift that you have to give. So be aware of that gentleness that can hide in the background, and be very good at weaving it in as you feel spirit move you.
Okay.
Those are some wonderful, wonderful readings that you've got there. And it looks like from the overall, you know, look of things that there is quite some potential for success here, that, you know, I don't see any major pitfalls for you from what I can see from either with Madam Nadia or Deacon Militet. So now it's the idea of what can you do in terms of magic to help, you know, really may ensure that this future is prosperous for you. One of the things that Madam Nadia said in both Madam Nadia and Deacon Millett into that is this idea of creating an image for yourself. This is very important, especially if you're in the adult industry. I'm not sure which aspect of it you are in, whether you're doing online work, person work, whatnot, but cultivating a persona is going to be quite important. And you can do that using a variety of really excellent Lucky Mojo products for this. Using bewitching products is going to be excellent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Lighting candles that you dress with bewitching oil, Look Me Over oil, and Cleo May. Cleo May works really well to get men to pay up, okay?
Okay.
To spend money on you. you can combine these three into creating a really powerful aura and allure to yourself. You can mix them. You can go to Lucky Mojo and get, for example, the Root Worker Special, which they combine several oils for you in a larger bottle, and you can get that and use that as a scent, as a perfume that you wear when you're out if you're going to meet someone. If you're going to be doing more visual things, you can actually wash clothing or accessories or whatever you have in these products. Okay, you can put a couple drops in some water, or you can dissolve the bath crystals, and it would work very, very well for something like this. I also suggest an element of protection, because there was an indication that there might be some people around you that aren't entirely helpful. So make sure that you're always wearing, either around your neck or around your wrist, a small evil eye charm that you've dressed with a little bit of Van Van oil. And that will offer you good protection in regards to dealing with any type of envy and jealousy, especially whenever you put yourself out there, whatever industry you're in, whenever you have to be up in front of people or you have competitors, you always want to make sure that you keep yourself safe and protected. And using a little evil eye charm that you've dressed with Van Van oil will go quite a long way. The other thing that I would suggest is that you want to create a prosperity sugar bowl or sugar jar spell, where you put in your desire to make money and to be prosperous and to have sweetened clients to you on a petition paper, and you place that into the jar with various herbs. What I want you to do that is slightly different from other sugar workings is you're actually going to blend half sugar, half cinnamon, okay, so cinnamon powder. I'm going to mix that together so you have a cinnamon sugar blend. And then you'll add other herbs into the packet. So the loose sugar is actually mixed with cinnamon, okay? And then the petition paper, I want you to fold into that five-finger grass, gravel root, bayberry, things that will draw money. You might want to even put in master root to help you have mastery over your business and over your work. You might want to put in a silver dime or a $2 bill. And you're going to put that into the sugar cinnamon mixture, and you're going to shake that up regularly. You can keep this on an altar. You can put this on an altar. You can shake this up. You have a prosperity altar that you can keep it on, or you can, you know, carry it with you. For example, you're mobile. You can keep the jar very small. And again, I don't know what aspect of the adult industry you're in, so you have a variety of different options here. What's great about this little thing is that you can actually take a spoonful right out of the jar, right, of the cinnamon and sugar, and you can use it into a floor wash if you have a physical place where people are going to be coming into. You can put it in some warm water and wash it with a floor wash. Or you can also take a little bit of it and dab it on your tongue so that you're able to sweetly talk to people and people are sweetened towards you. You can also add it to your own bath. So you can add a little bit of that cinnamon sugar mixture into the Look Me Over Bewitching and a Cleo May bath to use. I suggest that using these, and they're going to work great for you. Let me see if anyone else has any further suggestions, but I think that you'll be good with this.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to mention that lurking somewhere in my Hoodoo Honey and Sugar Spells book is a very old style deal for attracting customers, and it involves sprinkling sugar inside of a man's left shoe, and then you're going to burn that shoe to ashes, and you mix those ashes with a tablespoon of urine, tablespoon of sugar, and a tablespoon of salt. And this is a really good attractant for clientele. So just something very old-fashioned that you may want to try.
Okay.
That is excellent. It's old school work.
Very old school.
Mm-hmm. And that would be for a floor wash that you would want to put on the entrance to wherever you happen to do business.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's also suggestions of burning those shoes as well, which works quite well. But I do highly, highly recommend it. And if you don't have Deacon Millett's book on sweetening work, I do recommend. There's some excellent, excellent suggestions in there in terms of, you know, baths, in terms of sweetening work, in terms of sugar jars. There's actually a Cleopatra bath in there and other baths that you can use that are used specifically for beauty, which is excellent. So I do highly, highly suggest that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, all right, and all the best.
You too. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Tammy Lee, why don't you take us on to our next caller?
Sure, Conjurman Ali, and thank you so much. And y'all, support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client, and our next client is calling in from area code, here we go, area code, this is Amanda from Des Moines, 515. Amanda, are you there, caller?
I am.
Great. Well, thank
Hello,
you
everyone.
So much.
How are you?
Hi. Great.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and let our host know that this is your first time calling in, and thank you so much. And I'm going to go ahead and read a brief description of your situation for our host and also let them know that you have not gone to any other Readers and Root Workers of AIR prior to this evening, of course, okay? And she writes, on November the 6th of 2013, a job offer I had for 11 and a half years was reduced. I didn't enjoy the job and started to experience some significant health concerns, particularly anxiety, and had gone to a doctor on November the 6th of 2013 to get medication for that. Later that day, I was informed by my job and was done, I would be paid through December 31st of 2013. I've been doing consulting for many years and created a training that could be in high demand, so I have some options. However, I don't have a lot of passion for that, and when I think of getting another job, I feel no excitement. I've been studying the numbers for a local lottery on and off for months, and I love studying these numbers and playing the lottery. I always play responsibly. I don't spend too much money on the lottery. I believe that I can make money doing things that I love, and I want to become a professional lottery player. What I love is to play the lottery more than anything else. What advice do you have? And I'm a single mother of a 10-year-old child. I live in the state with no family. I feel like I could be in a pretty precarious position, though I chose to relax because of my anxiety and just try to do the same time to stride. Thank you so much for your advice. Turning it back over to you.
Okay, Amanda, that's an interesting question. What I was doing as the lovely Miss Tammy Lee was reading your description is scrying into my ring, which contains a djinn that I use for divination. And I can tell you that the impression that I get here right from the initial images is that while lottery may be fun, it's not something that you should be doing professionally. Practical reasons aside, what I see here is an image of an individual holding her hand out, and coins are definitely being poured into her hands, but they're slipping right through her fingers. So yeah, you can win, and you are responsible, and you can absolutely have some successes here, but it's not going to be enough to put money aside, money that you're able to build upon, using those coins to actually grow and move forward. So I don't see any particular, you know, chance for you being successful, if you can pardon the pun, in regards to being a professional lottery player. That's not what I see for you. I see that it can be a great supplement. It can be great, you know, in terms of something on the side. It can be something fun and exciting. But part of what is drawing you to this is because you have been finding yourself a bit stifled. Your previous job is not something that you enjoyed. It was not something that was exciting. It didn't give you, you know, that fulfillment sense, whereas the lottery does. So there's an emotional component here, right? It's not just about, you know, you know, oh, I can make big money. It's also about the fact that there is excitement. There is something about the lottery that does draw you in. The indication is you can have the same emotional satisfaction at a job. I see a woman here who does working, who is working outside the home and who is working to build, and she's bringing back that money and it's building her home, it's building her life, it's building her family, and using some of it for fun and the lottery. You do have a particular time frame that I suggest you look into playing for the lottery. Right now, you should be focusing on getting yourself a new job. That's what your focus should be. But around March is the indication I get here. The reason I say March is I have a fish and a ram, which indicates me, Pisces and Aries. So look towards March to play your lottery. You will have a lot of success in that month, and you can do things to supplement in that month. It's going to be a lucky month for you, in other words. But until then, you should be focused more on building yourself a new career, whether that is getting a consulting job. If you don't like consulting job, the world is open to you. You can do a variety of different things. But in regards to your question of doing lottery, the answer is no. This is going to be something you do on the side, something you do for fun. And, you know, to encourage you, I've let you know what month is going to be particularly successful, you, March. But until then, your focus should be primarily on getting yourself a job, okay? I'm going to turn this over to my colleagues and see what they see. So let's go to Madam Nadia.
Hi. So I pulled a few cards already as you were speaking to Conjurman Ali. And I see her several different things that are happening. And it's interesting mentioning the emotional level because I think that there is quite a bit of shock still going on, and part of that shock brings you to want to do something exciting or different that separates you completely from the reality that you had for 13 years or how long you had the previous job. But what I see here is that the element of chance and luck and success is actually going to come in to you because there is going to be a new job that's going to find you in a sense. And I can see, you know, that the new year, the beginning of the new year is lucky, but I do see you working in a different job around March or April. I have the card, the Upright Clouds, which is a great card because it says, yes, the future is going to be bright. The clouds are going to go away. The not-so-good card here is a reverse dog, and the reverse dog is telling me that you are still traumatized by coworkers or whoever that just sort of, you know, pulled the rug underneath your feet and said you're on the street,
yeah,
you're done. After all of that, it's just, and so you have this almost feeling that you don't want to deal with people anymore. You don't want to have coworkers. You want to be on your own. You just want to have fun. And as much as I want to say, go for it, you know, I don't think that it's going to be the smartest decision right now. And I do feel that you need to separate yourself. There is somebody that's nagging at you how you need to do things and that you need to bring money right now. And that's why, you know, another reason why you want to go to lottery, just, you know, separate them from you. You're going to get the job. You're going to figure out the situation. And a great card that I see here is the East Wind. And the East Wind is that surprise element that says you are going, that the new job is kind of going to knock on your door. And I'm not saying just sit at home, you know, don't apply anywhere. But I am seeing that there's going to be some surprise, even might be connected to those people that you don't like at your previous job that in a way betrayed you. Somehow your previous success is going to be known to other people. And the advice card here is the John of the Diamond reverse, which says you got to change your attitude. You have to change. You know, if you have grudges for previous job or how you used to do things or that you just simply not you haven't even been thinking in terms of, like, I need to move on or how I'm going to be doing it, all of that should be changed and can be changed. And if you're, you know, working on what we're talking about, starting the new year in a way where you open the roads for yourself and you're letting sort of the past rest and you forgive yourself and you move on, do that. Because when you really fully do that, you will see that the changes are going to start and happen very, very quickly. I do see positive things, but I do support what Countryman Ali said, that, you know, don't lock yourself in the lottery world. Think about the future that's going to be there and the job that's going to be coming.
I got a quick question. When you said change, I didn't hear what you said. did you say I needed to change my attitude about people that I worked with before? I missed that part.
Yes, not just the attitude towards people, but even the attitude about how you see the situation, how you see your previous job or what job means, you know, because I think after 13 years being in a job, you were locked to that position. It's kind of hard to see what's outside of that. And now you're in a different situation, which by default makes you to have to be a different person. Just look, you know, allow yourself to have a new perspective on it, and you will be very successful. Something tells me very strongly that you, your approach to life and your approach to work is very different. The way you see things is very different than other people, and this is a big plus for you. So keep that going and focus on that as opposed to the change of the previous position, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Those are some excellent, excellent suggestions. Let's turn this over to Deacon Millett to see what you can do in regards to both, you know, kind of balancing finding a job while also having a little bit of luck on the side, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations. I am so happy that you have been shoved out of this job. My sense is of complete relief. And don't let financial doubts and all these other things ruin the experience of knowing that this is behind you. You know, take a copy of your dismissal papers and take it to the graveyard and burn it and dance on the ashes. I'm just ecstatic for you that this is behind you. You are going to need to come up with more work, but it's going to be varied. I think you need to give a little more thought to this training idea that you have and how to make it special and how to pull in your kind of psychic vision to the experience that you can give people. It's a very strange combination that I'm sure nobody's ever used before, but I want you to mix Aunt Sally's Lucky Dream Oil from Lucky Mojo with Steady Work Oil. And I want you to really work perhaps with a lodestone in terms of drawing something that will have that excitement and that luck, but that will be steady work for you. The other thing is I'm sensing a whole lot of passion that is present here and now, and I'm wondering if you can just shift it a tiny bit. In particular, I'm thinking about writing about the lottery. You know, there are still a variety of Lucky Dream books being published. There are still lottery system books being published. And I get the sense that you have such a book in you. And while it's not enough to keep you going, it does make about $3,000 to $5,000 a year for you. And you can create the 2014 edition of this book right now. Nobody is going to look at your resume until January, sorry. But that gives you 3 weeks of intense writing time, intense thinking time about the lottery, not to play it, but to write it down for other people. And I'm just feeling so strongly that this is going to be good for you in 2014. It's going to keep your spirits high. It's going to let you know that you're not a drudge. You've got all sorts of things going for you. So combination of Lucky Dream Oil and Steady Work Oils, and really use that to your advantage to create.
How should I use them?
Well, you can get a lodestone and dress it, both of them. The lodestone is for attracting things to you. So that would be a way of attracting steady, lucky work. Because what you come to what you've come to realize is that luck is important, and being lucky is important, and you need to draw something to yourself. Don't play the lottery till March. Just focus on drawing something that will have that amount of joy. And I wish I could tell you that come January you should, you know, dress your resume with Lucky Dream Oil. And unfortunately, who the hell dresses resumes anymore? It's really sad. the single thing I hate most about the job market now is there is just no way to trick things out. You know, if you go to an actual interview, put a little tiny bit of that combination of Lucky Dream and Steady Work on your wrists, and, you know, put a dot of it on your palm so that when you shake hands, you're pulling them in. But you're in a good spot. This is going to work out okay for you. You can't just sit back, but the right thing is coming at you. You just have to stand in the way and let it hit you.
Okay. You know, those are some excellent suggestions. And I love the idea of you channeling your luck into something tangible, like writing about it. That's excellent. It's a brilliant idea, Deacon Millett. What I would also suggest in this regard is making a mojo bag where you can carry both luck and financial support together. And I think this would be really important. You don't have to create just a kind of steady work mojo bag. You can create a mojo bag that's aimed at just bringing you money, whether you're getting a job, whether it is you're from writing, whether it is from the lottery. It's about bringing in money. What I would recommend is combining money with some, steady work type element. What I want you to put in a mojo bag is gravel root, cinnamon, five-finger grass, a small lodestone grit. Don't put a whole lodestone in that thing. Remember, you're going to have to be able to put this in your bra or tuck it into your pants or put it in your pocket, and if you have a whole lodestone, not so comfortable. So a lodestone grit, pyrite. I want you to put a silver dime in there, a mercury dime. Mercury is the spirit and god of luck as well as work. Okay, so put that in there, and then also put some alfalfa, which is going to be very good for protecting. When it comes to luck, one part of it is drawing in luck. The other part is protecting your luck. And so you want things like alfalfa or alkanet or devil's shoestring to ensure that your luck remains with you and that no one can jinx it. And you are going to make that, and you're going to fashion that, and you're going to create that, and then you're going to carry it on you, and you can feed it that Lucky Dream Oil that Deacon Millett recommended. I also recommend, you know, Lucky Mojo's brand of Lucky Oils in general are just brilliant. I love their Black Cat. Definitely try that out. It's really, really good. Lucky Oil 13 is excellent, and my all-time favorite is Fast Luck. Really, really speeds things up, really kind of brings in that luck quickly. So I would use a combination of these alternating, you know, using luck, the dream oil one time, using Fast Luck another time, or even combining them together with that mojo bag, feeding it, and that will help you, because that mojo bag will help you get a job, will help you get money from the lottery. It'll just bring money. I've made this for clients before in the past, and recommended that they use a little bit of Fast Luck oil from Lucky Mojo to feed the mojo bag. And I can tell you that I don't know how many times I've had instances, people, you know, you'll never believe it, I found a $20 bill just walking down the street. So this is one of those mojo bags that is not only just about getting you a job, but it's about just bringing money. But whatever avenue is possible, it'll bring it. If you're gambling, it'll bring gambling money. So this is something that I would highly, highly recommend. And it should get you going, but definitely, definitely, write down your ideas. That was a brilliant suggestion by Deacon Miller. And then get yourself something stable, work the lottery on the side, and you should be good to go. Don't look forward in the future with apprehension, but look forward with confidence, because you have a blessed and lucky future, okay?
One quick question. You said the first ingredient, did you say it was gravel root?
Gravel root, yes. And you can get
gravel,
all this
like
directly
Gravel, like E-R-A-V-E-L?
Yep, you can get this all directly from Lucky Mojo. They carry gravel, and they carry all these things that I recommended. You could order it directly, go there right now, order it directly, and you'll have everything that you need, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for calling.
Good luck. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Tammy Lee, why don't you take us on to our next caller?
Absolutely, Conjurman Ali, and I'm posting that at least a link here to the forum for that gravel root question right there for our previous caller. And y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, thank you, sir, is the first show of its type ever to be made available to the public, and it remains the longest-running folk magic radio show to date. Listen by telephone or listen to the archive podcast on iTunes. Either way, you're going to love it. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. Then dial 818-394-8535 during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you're available to be on the air. If your call is chosen, you will get a free reading and rootwork consultation with your host, Catherine Ironwood, and this week we have the lovely Madam Nadia subbing in for our own Miss Cat, and of course Conjurman Ali of ConjurmanAli.com, and this week's special guest, Deacon Millett of FourAltars.org. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Time to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. Now we're going to go ahead and go back to the phones and take our next client. And our next client is calling in from area code 813. This is Rhonda. Rhonda, are you there, caller?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us. And normally I do say I love avatars when they're very unique, and I really love yours. And I'm just going to say that now.
Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. And I'm going to go ahead and read the brief synopsis of your case. Okay. And basically, you're a new caller that's calling in for us. You have not yet had a reading or work done with any other member from AIR that I can see. However, I'm going to go ahead and read that you have had a reading with a friend that is also Babalo from the Santeria religion and a priest of that same religion, okay? And she writes, I'm asking for clarity concerning my spiritual journey. My life has been evolving spiritually, and I am embracing into it. I'm extremely concerned about my financial crisis after a very devastating divorce. My business are just at a standstill, and I need to turn them to move forward and need to know how to proceed. I've taken care of myself using legal means for the most of my life, and I'm really tired of that. These businesses can make lots of money, and there are a lot of great ideas. I just can't get them flowing. I need to get my mind and my energy strengthened, and I believe that most of my issues start and end with me. Then I have the adult kids. She's got 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls that she worries about constantly. Turning it back over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Emily, for that. Let's turn this over to Deacon Millett to do your first reading and see
Well, as I was listening, I was pulling a few cards, and what I have, the first card is the Phoenix. The new arising from the ashes of the old. And really, you are at a place where a whole new life is available to you, and it's coming very quickly. The second card is As Above, So Below. This is a card that often makes me think of astrology, of course, mm-hmm. for just the basic concept of the heaven and the earth reflecting each other. But there is a resolution of complementary things here in As Above, So Below. And it tells us that God's will is done in all things. And I think that's something that's so important to remember. So you're pulling nice cards until the third one. The third card is Holocaust. This is the tower of the traditional tarot. There is very public change that is going to come as part of your spiritual journey. this is not just going to be internal. It is going to change who you appear to be to the outside world. And this may bring pain with it. It may bring some rejection. And you are going to have to be really, really strong because there are forces that will be unhappy. And I'm just sorry about that, but I believe you've got the strength, so go for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. That was an excellent, excellent reading that he gave us. What I've done is I've done a geomantic reading and taken a look at the houses and see what's going on here. I do get the sense that in terms of finances, you're going to have to shift away. You know, you said that you've had in the past this need to rely on illegal activities in order to support yourself. You know, you've got to do what you've got to do to survive. But you want to shift away from that, and I do fully encourage that because right now the sense that I get is that your spiritual path is going to be one where you need to reclaim your life from you know, having to rely on things that are less than uplifting. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that is
absolutely.
Your spirituality is going to be very strongly tied to that. When you're able to be the master of your life, it's going to reflect very strongly in your spiritual path. Right? They're going to go hand in hand together. So it's very, very important for you. The second house has Fortuna Minor. Fortuna Minor is a small fortune. It is an indication of you're going to need help. Okay? That this is not going to be able to be something that you can do completely on your own. And it isn't just about, you know, if I get my energy up, I'll be successful. No, there are structures that will need to be built into your life. You will need to turn to family members if you have them, if you have cousins, if you have aunts, you have uncles, you have close friends, who will be able to help you find jobs, will be able to find some type of financial income for you that you can, you know, bring in towards you. But you are going to have to seek outside yourself. It's good that you want to control it, that you want to get your energy up, that you want to get your focus on. I fully encourage that, but this is telling me that you should also be looking outside yourself, looking for allies, looking for people who can help you, looking for people who can step in and kind of give you the, you know, jump start that you need, because that's what's needed in this situation, a kind of jump start in terms of finances. So I fully encourage you to examine family members and close friends, okay, and see, maybe it's a small retail job at first. Maybe it's a job that is not your ideal, but it is something that can help you get on your feet, that can help you kind of go forward from there. There is going to be restriction here in terms of finances. You took a very heavy hit, and Deacon Millett saw this Holocaust. I see also the cursor in the left witness. Cursor is restriction and, you know, obstacles along the way. It does tell me that financially things are going to be difficult up until springtime for you, that it's not going to turn around overnight, but it is going to be complicated and it is going to be difficult. But know that you're not alone. Okay, know that you have spiritual resources that you can call upon, allies, ancestors, people that you can bring into your life to help you. However, you have to put the intention that you want to take a more legitimate route, because as you work in the more illegitimate streams of income, those spiritual resources are unable to kind of step in and help you. Okay, that's where you're truly on your own. Yes, you can survive and make it on your own, but those spiritual forces aren't able to kind of move you forward because your path is meant to go in a different direction. When you go on that different direction, it's going to be difficult at first. Cursor tells us that for the first several months of 2014, it's going to be tough and it's going to be difficult, but you will have support. And that support is what we see in the two of the second house, which is the Fortuna Minor, which tells me outside support, both spiritual and physical, turning to people outside of yourself to draw in the help that you need, and then that in turn will help open up your financial resources. Definitely, definitely look to getting jobs that may not be your ideal jobs, but will at least start to bring in a steady flow of income. Know that you're not alone. Spiritual allies and physical allies will help you along this journey. So let me turn this over to my friend, Madam Nadia, and see what she recommends in terms of magical work to help support you along this path, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing okay. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you first, I wanted to give you a compliment. And you said in your brief description that the problems, that you think that problems start and end with you. And it's a little bit refreshing because a lot of times, you know, we hear about people saying that the issues are brought by all these other forces in their life. And it's really nice to hear about somebody who wants to take responsibility for what's going on with them. And I'm a big supporter of that. Now, listening to my colleagues, I picked up a few bits and pieces. And first of all, when I hear about combination of cards like the Holocaust and Phoenix, I want to make a suggestion for you to make to do some protection work. My protection work would be oriented towards Saint Cyprian or the Archangel Michael. If you have a chance to grab actually Conjurman Ali's book about working with St. Cyprian, I would highly, highly recommend that. And what I suggest making is making an amparo, which is like a protection packet. What I would do, I would take a little picture of you, I would take a little strand of your hair, and I would take two pictures, prayer cards of St. Cyprian or St. Michael, and put your personal concerns in between those two cards that are facing outwards, so you're being protected from the front and from behind. Put them together, tie them together with a red ribbon. And I would also, what I like to do, I actually print out those images and I laminate it, so it all stays together in one packet, and then you can burn candles on it. You can burn protection candles, standing like a candle holder on top of that. So this is one thing, just to be sort of protected and safe, because it sounds to me that there is going to be some significant difficulties from which you can definitely rise, but it's not going to be easy, and I want to make sure that you're protected spiritually as well as physically. Now, on the other hand, I would also recommend getting some graveyard dirt. Graveyard dirt specifically either of ancestor who was successful in business or successful with money, or getting a graveyard dirt of a successful person. You know, when you can find a celebrity that's buried around you that was really good in business, and go and buy some graveyard dirt from that specific grave. And then include that in a mojo bag with a $2 bill on which you wrote the petition for the finances and the money. You can write your petition from your heart, or you can write the whole 23rd Psalm, or both. You know, on one side you can write a 23rd Psalm. On the other side you can write a petition from your heart. And you want to wrap that $2 bill around graveyard dirt. You can put a little lodestone in there. You can put nutmeg. You can put some cinnamon. These things are going to start raising the energy of money, raising the energy of prosperity to you. We just had, again, a countryman, Ali gave an excellent, excellent mojo bag suggestion just previously. So if you want to find that information, you can add actually the graveyard dirt and the second $2 bill into that mojo bag. So you have both of those things, but I feel that it's going to be extremely important for you to have both the protection, strong protection of somebody like St. Cyprian or the Archangel Michael going for you on one side of your altar as you're raising the energy of finances and work to you on the other side. I actually see you working like with an altar that has two sides to it. One is protection of you and your family. The other one is money work, energy work. And now it's a really good time for it, also for raising new protection, you know, starting this kind of cycle and bringing new money and new job, new career, and so forth. So that would be my suggestion.
Perfect. Excellent
suggestion.
Those are great.
I just want to add a couple things here real briefly before we end the call. There's a couple things I want you to look into. You might be able to start a side business doing some spiritual things. looking at perhaps building crafts, building something spiritual that you're drawn to do, whether it is spiritual arts and crafts, whether it's spiritual services. Look into that, because that is a viable source for you, that you do have some latent abilities that you can, you know, draw upon in order to help bring in side income, so you're not worried about, you know, having illicit things. So you have two streams of income, one where you're able to work publicly, whatever job you kind of find, and the other is some form of spiritual, because I do sense that you do have some abilities that you can call upon that are latent that you may not have explored yet, but it was your path in business is going to be strongly tied to spirit. So don't dismiss that. The second thing is, in terms of friends and allies, look for a person who is born under the sign of Cancer. This person is going to be a very good help to you in regards to getting you back out into the workforce, getting you the type of financial help that you need. So look amongst your family members, look amongst your friends who is born under the sign of Cancer. That person is going to be very helpful to you, okay?
Thank you. I want to say something to you really quick, Conjurman Ellie, and it's really, again, it's spiritual, but for the last 3 weeks, I've definitely been thinking about opening up a small candle shop and creating my own specialty candles. So I've been thinking about that. So it's great that you just said that.
I'm glad that I was able to hit that for you. But the reason I brought that up is part of geomancy, there's something known as the path of fortune that tells you where you can get extra money from, right?
Okay.
It's a little technique that we use here. And when I did that, I calculated the path of fortune. It came up as the eighth house populace, which means doing spiritual work for people, building things, making things spiritually, and that they are tied together. So that's why I brought that up, and I'm glad that I was able to kind of, you know, had my finger on that pulse for you, because it is something that is going to be very successful for you. So I encourage you to do that, as well as also keep your mind out for anyone who is of the sign of Cancer. They will be very helpful to you, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you for your call. We wish you all the best, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Tammy Lee, why don't you take us to our next segment?
Yes, sir, Conjurman Ali, and y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour from coast to coast and around the world is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. Then call on during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you'd like to be on the show. If your call is selected, you will get a free consultation with the best workers in the field. Tune in each and every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio. Now we're going to go ahead and turn this over to Deacon Millett for our free spell section of the show, Deacon Millett of fouraltars.org. Turning it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tammy Lee.
Thank you.
So in keeping with our theme of earlier in the show, I wanted to give something that a kind of a holiday decorating treat and trick for making your partner generous. We all want good presents, and this may help bring it out for you. So this requires 2 candles, 1 red and 1 green, and I take a vegetable peeler and peel off the edge of each candle to give myself a flat writing surface, because I am so tired of trying to write on rounded candles. You're going to put your name on the red candle and your partner's name on the green candle. And the red is for love and attraction, and the green is for money. And if you're using scented candles, you'd want to use cinnamon for the red and maybe bayberry for the green. But you're going to carve those names in, and preferably you'll have 1 hair from each of you that you can place on the names where you've written them. Then I want you to take honey, and I want you to just dab enough of it there to kind of glue the 2 candles together. Okay, so now you've got a red and a green candle that have been glued together. You've got double wicks at the top Or if they're the bigger, fatter pillar candles, you've got two wicks on the sides. And you're going to anoint this with Follow Me Boy, Follow Me Girl, Cleo May, Fast Luck, whatever feels right to you, as you pray for the generosity of your lover, and to get what you want for a Christmas gift. So after you've anointed it well with the oil, you're going to take some gold glitter and sprinkle it all over so that it sticks to the sides. And now you'll need to create some sort of bowl or place to keep it. If you're using the thinner candles, they're not going to fit in a candlestick anymore. You're going to need to take a small jar, and I suggest filling it with green, red, and gold marbles for the season, but also for love and money. And mm-hmm. place the candle in there, keep it upright, and then just use that as a simple holiday decoration. You can make more than one of them. You can make them as gifts for parents and other people in your life that you'd like to be generous to you. And light them when people are around, and let that sort of be a little prod to getting the things you would like to get out of the holiday. So that is my trick for you this week.
I love that. That is excellent. That is a very, very, very cool work. And I love the idea of using a peeler with a round
yeah.
I thought that was funny. That's the sign of a person who burns a lot of candles, where you're like, that's it, I'm just done with this. We're going to use a potato peeler to deal with this. I actually have never thought of that, because I spiral when I write on my candles. So I do the barber pole. So I just write in that. But that's a great suggestion, because writing on rounded candles is always a bit of a pain. It's always a little tricky. But that is beautiful, beautiful suggestions. And I love the idea that it can also be used not just for, you know, something that you put up, but can be used as a gift. It's just beautiful. And then also I can definitely see it aesthetically in my mind with the red and the green. So it's a beautiful work. Thank you for that, Deacon Millett.
You're welcome.
Madam Nada, do you have
Wonderful.
Any final things to say before we wrap up?
No, just enjoy your holidays, you know, and give away, and you shall receive, just like Deacon Miller just taught you. Just give those candles out, and it will all come back to you, and much more.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for both of you. So, Miss Tammy Lee, why don't you take us out?
Yes, sir, Conjurmental Lee, and thank you, Madam Nadia, in Chicago, Illinois, of MadamNadia.com, for being our co-hosting guest this week for our very own Miss Cat of LuckyMojo.com. And thank you, Conjurmental Lee, and Deacon Millett of FourAltars.org in the high desert of California, for being our special guest member from AIR this week. We invite you to tune in next week when our special guest member from AIR will be Mary B. of MaryBConjure.com in Boston, Massachusetts. Once again, y'all, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Cat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurmental Lee at conjurmentallee.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from TrevorConConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you so much for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at this same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you, Ms. Tammy Lee. As always, big
thank you
to you for guiding us through the show. You are a stalwart and wonderful companion and a essential member of the show. Don't know what we would do without you. A special thanks to Madam Nadia for filling in the big shoes of Kat, and we hope that Ms. Kat will be able to join us again.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you also to Deacon Millett for being such a wonderful guest with a great, great topic. Absolutely loved it. It was an excellent show, and it was excellent thanks to both of you. Couldn't have done it without either of you. Next week we do have Mary B. This is the first time she will be on the air, and we're very excited to have her. I hope everyone will be able to tune in, and they have a wonderful weekend. Hope to see you guys next week. Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.